Well, one half of the World Series equation is set. The Phillies thumping of the Dodgers a night ago, clinching it in the NL. Yankees go for the closer later on tonight. Game time, 7:15 p.m. Eastern, again, right here on ESPN Radio. But what is awaiting the Phillies in the World Series? Joining us now via the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, ESPN.com baseball insider Rob Nyer. Rob's daily blog, The Sweet Spot, on the front of the baseball page on ESPN.com. And Rob, things look great for the Phillies right now, coming off this victory over the Dodgers, but likely it's the Yankees in the World Series who are superior to them in every way possible. What's waiting for Philadelphia?
Well, I think you nailed it. I mean, we know that anything can happen in a best of seven series, and it would be foolish to think that the Phillies don't have a chance, because they obviously do. But you're right. I mean, almost any thing you can think of in terms of comparisons, I guess the exception might be center field. The Yankees are either even or have an advantage.
Play a little fill in the blank with me here. The Phillies can win the World Series, and again, we're just assuming the Yankees, they have that 3-1 lead. It may be tonight, maybe tomorrow night. Phillies win the World Series if what happens?
Well, the list is long, but I think that the one thing I would focus on is Cliff Lee. Cliff Lee is just as good as C.C. Sabathia. I wouldn't suggest that he can't outpitch Sabathia two or three times. If he can do that, the Phillies have a chance. They've got to win two of Cliff Lee's starts and then cobble together two more somewhere else, basically.
All right, Rob, as we take a look back at the NLCS, Don Mattingly, hitting coach for the Los Angeles Dodgers, talked about on the eve of the clinching game for the Phillies that the Los Angeles media has not done enough to call out players in L.A. when they don't do the right things. He said, look, in New York when I played there, of course, Mattingly was a star first baseman from 86 to 96 in New York. He said, look, nobody ever got a pass on things, and the media was rough, and it helped keep us on our toes. I don't see that in Los Angeles. Does Mattingly have a point when he says, hey, you know, the media will really help a team if they stay on them and rip them and keep them honest in the press, the team can win more games if that's the case?
Well, you know, that's an odd thing to me for Mattingly to say, because Mattingly played for the Yankees for 14 years and they made the playoffs in one of those years. I mean, it isn't like the Yankees, when he played, were going out and ripping people every year. I mean, they weren't. Now, they did better than that once he was a coach, but I think that really what it comes down to is talent. I don't know the media, what are they going to say? The Dodgers are the best team in the National League all season. What was the media supposed to rip on them during the season? Well, I don't know what they would have said. Now, you get to October, and then maybe the Dodgers don't play so well in the LCS, but by then it's... If they do have an issue, it's too late to do anything about it. So I don't really buy that. I think that's Mattingly sort of remembering a bygone era when things were maybe a little bit better in terms of winning games in October. But I don't know that. And by the way, I spent a fair amount of time looking at what newspaper writers read. And T.J. Simers and Bill Plaschke, who are two of the most notable writers in L.A., they're pretty rough on the Dodgers day in, day out.
Could it be a thinly veiled shot at a Manny Ramirez or a couple of guys that really needed to get going for the Dodgers? Of course, Manny taking a shower. We found out he was in the shower when the Phillies were rallying at the end of Game 4. Jimmy Rollins double. Joe Torre says, well, it's not that big a deal. Could it be a veiled shot at, hey, you know, we can't really do that to control Manny, so somebody else needs to come in and do something, maybe keep him on the up and up?
Yeah, maybe, but... did Manny Ramirez ever pay attention to what the newspaper writers were saying in Boston? I don't think so. I mean, he doesn't, I don't even know if he reads the papers. I don't think he really cares what anyone else says. So, look, I wouldn't deny that there are probably some players somewhere who respond well to that sort of thing. I just don't think it goes very far toward explaining what happened to the Dodgers.
He's ESPN.com baseball insider Rob Nyer. His blog, The Sweet Spot, has what's next for the Dodgers on the front page of the baseball page on ESPN.com right now. Rob, as always, appreciate your time with us on ESPN Radio.
You bet. My pleasure. Take it easy.